Toll-free number tonight for you. Bring us anything you would like on this live Saturday edition is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Again, freetalklive.com. You know, when you're there on freetalklive.com, you're scrolling down the page, you see the numbered items. Those numbers are votes. The items are submitted by listeners like you. They're just links to things on the web. Maybe a YouTube video that you like, maybe some sort of outrageous news story. Whatever you think's interesting, whatever you think we'll enjoy, whatever you think the listeners of the show would enjoy. And that's basically what it is, a compendium of what our listeners think is pretty interesting online. And you get to vote on the stuff that you like, vote it up. If you don't like it, you can vote it down or just ignore it. Go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. Unlike a lot of those talk show hosts out there, we give you our website, so enjoy it. Let's go back to Mike. He's listening in El Paso to XM's Extreme Talk. You know, you went to an interesting question right before we got to went to the break there, and I wanted to make sure we had a chance to flesh it out a little bit. You were talking about evil and whether, you know, that your observation is that evil exists in the world. And what was the question that you asked prior to the break?
I said of all this great evil that's in the world, all the bad things that's happening that happen to people and countries and nations, where does it come from? I mean, there has to be a source of it, in my opinion. I mean, of all the great evil in the world, where does it come from?
You want to take a crack at that, Mark?
You know, I think that, evil comes from a couple of different places. People serving themselves, is where sort of the traditional crime comes from, without any regard for their neighbor and how they would feel if they were in that position, that kind of thing. You know, simply acting like the predator and everybody else is the prey, not realizing that that sets them up to be the prey in the future. And I think that then further, it's sort of on a societal level, it's people that are, talking about their best intentions and things like that. They're really trying to solve whatever problem it is that they're trying to solve, but in the process they manage to, to destroy, whatever it is that they destroy. I mean, it seems like the most evil things around were people trying to solve a particular problem.
Yeah, I don't know how many people are born evil. That's what you had brought up in the beginning portion, is that there might be an evil gene or something like that.
I think some people...
Maybe. It's possible, I suppose, but I think that... As far as evil, the majority of the evil, the institutionalized evil that we have today, which is, of course, the most common form of it, all kinds of peaceful people being put in cages for not hurting anybody else, I think that's pretty evil. But I find most of the people, at least in Cheshire County, that run the jail, to be likable characters. So I think that a lot of it is that good intentions. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. These are mostly people who believe that they're doing the right thing, or at the very least, believe that they're doing the thing they have to do to feed their families, even if they may not agree with everything that they're told to do or tasked with. Of course, the legislators that passed the laws in the first place believed that they were doing what the people wanted to do or what they wanted to do or what they thought would make for a better society. So I think a lot of the stuff that is very evil, that hurts a lot of peaceful people, ultimately comes from people's good intentions. And then when you've got individual crime, like let's say robbery and things like that, a lot of that stems from drug addiction, for instance, where somebody is just trying to get the money that it takes to get their next hit of meth or crack. They're not really so concerned with the morality of their actions. A lot of these people will steal from their own grandmother in order to get their next fix. And, of course, that's an extension from the war on drugs, given that drugs are very expensive as a result of the war on drugs increasing their costs. Otherwise, they wouldn't have to steal from grandmother. They could just get a job at McDonald's and pay for their habits. So a lot of what I would consider evil comes from the unintended consequences of creating laws to supposedly do good. And then, of course, there's murder and rape, and I don't think there's any explanation for that. I don't know where that comes from.
Yeah, I guess that my whole point was, what if it is just as simple as just that some kind of a dark supernatural force? And I'm not even saying anything about God or the devil or anything else. But what if it is just as simple as, some kind of galactic battle between good and evil? You know, it's like as people advance, and I know that I've listened to the show enough to know where Mark stands on the situation. I don't know so much about you, Ian, but It doesn't necessarily have to be God or a devil. And it's like a lot of things that we watch, you know, like if you believe in predictive programming, you know, like the Hobbit trilogy and the Matrix and, you know, different movies and stuff. It's never about God or the devil. It's about just some kind of a strange, dark, supernatural force. And as people advance, you start to get away from those things to try to figure out different explanations for things. But sometimes it's like the most simple thing is the right thing.
I tend to agree with where you're coming from. I think that takes me back to the conversation we've had in the past about the greatest jihad. I mean, this is explained in the Quran, the lesser jihad is the one that happens outside of you, you know, whatever conflict that you would have outside of you. But the greatest jihad, the greater jihad, is the one that happens inside of you. And I think that we all face those choices and those, you know, maybe negative thoughts that aren't really who we think that we are, but yet they still come. I know this happens to me, that, you know, I get thoughts that come through my mind that I would not act on. I'm not interested in acting on. I don't consider them who I am, but they come across my mind, and I, you know, give them a moment's consideration, and I it disturbs me when those things happen. Where do those come from? Is it coming from, you know, culture? Is it coming from the culture that that we're raised in, the, you know, pop culture that we're programmed with through television and media, and it's just, you know, they're popping back up at various different times? Are they coming from our parents, or is it coming from something otherworldly, something, you know, that we can't really put our finger on? I don't know if there's any real firm answer, and thanks for the call, Mike. He dropped off the line there.
So, you know, he was talking about the supernatural aspect, and I think it's sort of interesting. I mean, if you believe that the world was created by a supernatural being, we'll call that fellow or that individual God. I doubt very, very seriously that individual has a gender, but throughout my life, I've heard it referred to as a male. And, you know, it's interesting to think about this other side of it all. Is there this dark being? For me, there's no room for that. I don't mind thinking about there being a creative God in some way or another. I'm not entirely sure exactly what it is. I sort of believe in evolution. I sort of believe there's something behind it, kind of pulling the strings. But I have no room for this evil creature. I generally think the world's a good place. I think that most people are motivated ultimately, you know, in many ways, they're motivated by trying to do what they think is best. Ultimately, everybody does what they do in order to make themselves feel better. And there are just some people who are act criminally. But many people either use the veil of acting good for their criminality, or their criminality is in actually them trying to do good.
Well, I think that, you know, I tend to be with you, Mark, on the idea that I don't like the idea of this evil creature or whatever, some sort of evil being. But I think that we live in a world of contrast, mm-hmm. and that, you know, you couldn't experience good if you didn't know what evil was, in the same way that you wouldn't know what it was like to be warm if you had never been cold, and et cetera. You know, these ranges, these, sure. The yin and the yang, if you will. So I think that overall, most of our lives are based out of love, but, you know, if we didn't know hate, how would we really know what love was, right? So I think that it's a necessary evil, I guess. We can't get away from it at this point in our evolution. Maybe someday we will move past it somehow.
Whatever it is you're here to be taught, you wouldn't learn that lesson without the hard lessons that go along with it.
Indeed. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Josh is in St. Pete listening in Florida. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, where to start? You guys cover a lot of topics, and a lot of it really hits home with me, especially what you just mentioned about the yin-yang, the good and all evil, the evil and all good. But that's not why I called in tonight. The reason why I called in is because I've done about a year's worth of research.
Oh, boy.
In the very beginning, I came, you know, to a situation with the court system that just it violently turned me into a different person.
All right, I want to hear about it, but hang on, Josh. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Tell your story. Share your thoughts. Bring up whatever's on your mind, the nature of evil. Maybe you've got some ideas on that. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Life. They'll tell you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling. If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com. I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that you'll find waiting there for you. Again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Those features on our site do include our mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you want quick access to our live streams, just go to mobile.freetalklive.com. You'll find the streams there as well as the software that you'll need to tune them in. If you don't already have it on your phone, TuneIn is a really good one. But go to m.freetalklive.com, and you can get tuned in via your smartphone for free, of course. And obviously, data charges might apply depending on what your plan is, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, and we don't pay your phone bill around here.
Yeah, indeed.
And we give you enough free stuff at freetalklive.com. Right. We don't pay your phone bill, too.
We're not going to go that far. By the way, Free State Project. There was big news. Maybe you are not, you know, privy to our weekday program. You did not hear the big news about the Free State Project. Cynthia Chase is one of the state representatives in New Hampshire. She's a Democrat out of Keene. And she's no friend to liberty, I can tell you that. She made a statement on Blue Hampshire, which is a website that is mostly focused on the progressive folk out there. And, you know, I find a lot of progressives pretty likable folks. I've hung out with Occupy and spent a lot of time with Occupy Keene and working with those people in the Occupy New Hampshire. Cynthia Chase, I've never seen at any of the Occupy meetings. She's a politico. She's part of the 1% as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, she made a statement about the Free State Project saying that Free Staters are the single biggest threat the state is facing today. That statement I posted over at freekeen.com. Reason Magazine then picked up the story. It's been picked up since then by Judge Napolitano. It's been picked up by Tom Woods from the Mises Institute. This thing has gone viral. I mean, as far as things going viral in the liberty movement, this thing definitely has gone viral. And it's a real testament. Her statement is a real testament and an unintended endorsement to and of the Free State Project. To the fact that the Free State Project is something that they need to be concerned with.
She's here. Using a superlative, and, you know, that's a big deal.
Right, meaning that we are the single biggest threat, she says.
Yes.
We, those who love liberty, those who love freedom, and understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, and that freedom's all about your freedom to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. And this lady has really stepped in it big time, but it's big publicity for us. So if you haven't seen that yet, you can go to freekeen.com, scroll down the page a little bit. There's been a number of stories about it. And, of course, the irony is, as Daryl Perry pointed out from fpp.cc, he posted a little bit later at freekeen.com that this lady who's complaining about these carpetbaggers coming into New Hampshire and trying to change things to have more freedom, well, guess what? She came here from Rhode Island to try to change things to be less free. So it's a huge news for the Free State Project. It's resulting in a lot of publicity. And if you haven't heard yet, the Free State Project allows you to join together with other people who are of like mind, who love liberty, and are getting active. Go to freestateproject.org, and then go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and get signed up for the upcoming 2013 Liberty Forum. It's happening in February from the 21st through the 24th. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live. Tom Woods, the aforementioned Tom Woods, will be the keynote speaker. A number of other folks, including Cory Doctorow, will be in attendance and speaking. Declan McCullough as well. There's a number of others. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Registration is cheap for a convention, and it includes several meals. You can get it for less than $200 at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Now, that doesn't include your hotel room, but that's even cheaper if you split it with a few people. So again, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We will see you there. Josh is on the line in St. Pete. Now, you were saying you've been doing some research, you've been caught up in a court situation, and that's about all we had time for before the break. So go ahead.
Yeah, basically, I've been distilling through a lot of propaganda in the last year, so I know that, you know, everything out there is not information, and I've been taking what actually comes to play and what may be effective, trying to make a plan, if you will. I personally have been affected by Fourth Amendment violations twice in my life and got railroaded by the government both times. There was nothing I could do about it. Well, I'm looking at it from, obviously, a perspective of somebody who's already done that. I'm not on probation. I don't have any of these problems anymore. They were non-adjudicated. I have a clean record, but that doesn't change the fact that it did happen.
So when you say a Fourth Amendment violation, you were subject to a search or a seizure of some sort?
In the first incident, they had no signature on their search warrant when I came home to their house. In the second incident, the police officer actually admitted in court to an illegal search, and they proceeded anyway.
Wow.
But, like I said, moving on from that, I have a plan.
Welcome to Florida.
Welcome to Florida. I want to know what anybody else may think about it. This is, open for question at this
point.
Shoot. I don't know that it would work. But mainly through the propaganda I've been distilling through, I've come to the point of that I see in a lot of cases that we're actually successful one way or another. You're finding out that they were doing this based on the grounds of no victim, no contract. Obviously, that's civil. And in criminal cases, it would be no corpus delicti or no contract. Well, my question is this. How come, you know, Americans aren't going down and filing against the people involved for filing fraudulent documents?
Against who? I'm sorry. Against filing what documents? I'm a little confused. You mean, like, filing the papers? What you're calling fraudulent is the court papers that started the whole process?
Correct. The police officer actually makes the complaint against you, alleging...
It's probably an immunity, would be my guess. First of all, Americans don't know anything about courts. That's why they hire attorneys, and that's a good business for the attorneys and costs us a lot of money, typically. There is a way to help that. But anyway, most people don't know what the hell they're doing, so they wouldn't know in the beginning to even consider doing that. But secondly, even if you did file something like that, odds are good the judge would kick it right out of court, and they'd, you know, say, oh, well, we're immune because of qualified immunity, or one of the other five different, you know, three or four or however many there are in your state, different immunities that they've granted themselves having any level of responsibility for their actions.
Well, let's talk about immunity for just a second, because I've done a little research on this subject, and one of the most powerful things that I come across was that the United States Supreme Court in Schroeder versus Rhodes stated that when a state officer acts under state law in a manner violative to the federal constitution, he comes into conflict with the superior authority of that constitution, and he is in that case stripped of his official representative character and is subjected in his person to the consequences of his individual conduct. The state has no power to impart him any immunity from the responsibility of the supreme authority of the United States.
So my answer to the question, that was Ian that was giving his answer. My answer to the question is there is no justice in the legal system below the appellate level. The judges aren't going to, the way they get up to wherever it is that they get up to, the advantages that they get, isn't by ruling, making constitutional rulings or anything like that. That you simply have to make your points in court, get found guilty, and then raise those constitutional points on appeal.
Hopefully not from inside a jail cell.
Hopefully not. And this is the problem, is that they put tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars between you and justice. Most people don't want justice that badly. They just want to get away.
They want it to go away.
So the legal system as it exists today in the United States is not broken. It's irreparably broken.
Josh, wish you the best with your case. If you can hold them accountable, please let us know. If you figure out a way to hold these bureaucrats accountable for their actions. It can be done every so often, but you really got to know your stuff or have an attorney that does.
HowToWinInCourt.com gives you a chance.
There you go. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You take control.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-877-877-877.
877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FAKETV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FAKETV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural health care industry.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
We do a live radio show every single night of the week. And you can join us on the air by bringing up whatever you would like at 855-450-FREE. Now, there's always topics on the table. And, of course, by this time in the night, which we're in our third and final hour, there's usually several topics on the table. So you can talk about any of those or bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE with you tonight. It's Ian
and Mark
inviting you over to our website. You can enjoy the features of the site completely free. We've got archives. They go back for years, and all you have to do is click and download. There's no complex system. You don't have to register to download. They're just there. You just click, and they're yours. FreeTalkLive.com. The last week's worth are at the top of the page. The archive section contains years' worth of the archives. And then there's also our SoundCloud page, where you get more than just the archives of the show. You'll also get Edgington Post interviews, as well as the occasional interview that we might do on someone else's show. For instance, they might have us on as a guest. We post all that stuff over on our SoundCloud page, which you can go to if you're already at freetalklive.com. Just look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share. You'll find our SoundCloud link there. Or you can just go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. And SoundCloud makes it easy to share our archives on any of your social networking websites that you prefer. So you just click the Share button and then click through Facebook or Twitter, and it makes it really easy to post our audio, our show, to your Facebook, and even builds the player right into the Facebook post. It's pretty cool. And, of course, it's free. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy that. By the way, Free Talk Live brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com and watch a full-length documentary film that I was the executive producer of. Make a few appearances in the film as well. But it's really all about Derek J and his amazing odyssey in civil disobedience and non-cooperation here when he was in Keene. And he will come back to Keene at some point. He's on his exile tour at the moment. But you can watch the movie for free via YouTube. You can also download it via torrent. It's totally free for you. There is going to be a director's cut DVD coming out, and hopefully I'll have something to announce about that in very early January as far as dates. I can't say what the release date's going to be yet, but the disc has been sent to the pressers. The master has been created, all the menus and the commentary tracks, all that stuff's been put together, and it's ready to roll, and hopefully we'll get it onto iTunes and Amazon. None of those things are official yet, but at some point we will let you know more of those details. I'm pretty jazzed up about it, in case you can't tell. But you can watch the movie before the director's cut in full, the original theatrical release, if you will. It was at least released in one theater here in Keene, New Hampshire, one morning. We had our premiere here. Victimless Crime Spree.com. We go to the phones and the fun. Jesse's in Florida, and you're calling from Rocky Face. Not sure where that is. Jesse, where are you at in Florida?
No, that's Georgia.
Oh, Georgia. Okay, well, that explains it. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I noticed I was on Facebook, and I saw some posted question. It was, where did evil come from?
That's what one of our callers asked earlier tonight, yes.
Okay, well, I'm a Christian. I believe timing is of the Lord, what the Bible says. So I noticed that, and it's just the timing just happens to work out sometimes. And I have the answer to that question out of the Bible, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 7.
Oh boy, I just want to warn you. I find Bible verses to be nearly intolerable in most cases.
You're going to hate this one, then.
How long is it?
How long is this verse?
It's a very short verse. You're going to hate it, though. I promise you. Okay.
Okay.
All right,
I'm going to let you go until I stop you. Go ahead.
All right. It's okay. It says, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things.
That's pretty short. I have to give you credit for that one. It was short and intelligible as well.
So God makes evil?
God made evil.
So this is really interesting because what we're told, the Christians are told, is that God can't brook evil, that he cannot exist within evil. But this Isaiah verse says that God created evil. Now, is that suggesting?
Makes sense to me.
I mean, it makes sense to me, too.
Right. If God created everything, then it would have to have created
hell. But I don't believe in hell, either. The suggestion is that God must throw us in hell if we do not repent of our sins and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, because he can't stand evil. But if, in fact, he created it, then he must be able to stand it.
Well, that's the thing. He created it, and he did create hell, but he didn't create hell for people. Bible says he created hell for the devil and his angels.
So does that mean that people are going to go to hell?
Yes, people. I mean,
because this is the part that I really don't get. The Almighty God, creator of a billion galaxies, says, "Oh, I just created hell, and oh my goodness, sin's been introduced to the world, and now I'm going to have to throw my children that I love so much into the worst kind of torture no pedophilic psychopath on the planet would ever put their child through, could ever put their child through, but I, the Almighty God, just got to do it."
That's how he shows his love for you?
It's pathetic.
Watch this. The Bible says, my God is a consuming fire, and then it says the wicked shall be turned into hell. You think about it, we all came from God, all of our lives came from God, every single one of us, and if we choose not to give it back to him, well, I mean, it's going to go back to him anyway, why are we going to keep it for ourselves? So if we keep it for ourselves, we don't give it back to him. Well, I mean, you're going to go to him anyway. What part of him are you going to go to? The part
I don't believe in that God. I don't believe in the sadist God.
Dude, if I had 20 kids, I only have one, and I consider him to be very the most valuable thing I have on the planet, and this is the standard by which I go. I believe myself to be a child of God, so therefore I use this standard. And I think that we are all created in the image of God, so therefore I use this standard. If I let my 20 children go through a maze, and any one of them took a wrong turn, and I put a 44 to their head and blew their brains out, I would be a nut. But I gave them life, so it's okay for me to do that, right?
Well, what about this? What if I did something wrong and you had created me, and then your son was all you had to give was your son?
No. Look, just I made the rules here, dude. I made the rules in the maze. You don't follow the rules, you get the 44 caliber brain surgery. Sorry, I made the rules. I'm God. You don't, just because you got some crappy little 2,000-year-old book that was edited back 1,700 years and they took out the parts they didn't like and tossed in the parts that they did or whatever, even though I'm God and I could drop a 5-story granite block that says I'm God from the sky to really let you know, no, I'm gonna give you this kind of weird little book thing. Those are the rules you've got to go by. So if you get it wrong, sorry, you're going to hell.
It's not a little book. I don't know if you ever tried to
There's
read the whole
lots.
Way through.
Look, yes, book. I've read it through three times.
Long, arduous read and impossible to really grasp from any meaningful aspect in the way that it's written.
That was a pretty easy verse, wasn't it?
That one was easy.
Did you mistake that one as meaning something else?
You also, right. It's also been taken out of context as well.
I just explained to you that now that you claim that God created evil, therefore he can be in the presence of evil, that God is that, therefore, that much more evil for throwing his children into hell, since he can therefore stand evil.
It doesn't never say that God cannot be in the presence of evil. It says that evil can't be in the presence of God.
He created it.
Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah. Of course, there's plenty of contradictions in the Bible. Anyway, thanks for the show.
It says God is all in all, and so therefore God is everywhere. How come evil is in his presence, then?
Jesse, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. You can't get consistency from the Bible. You cannot get it. There's just too many contradictions in there, and that's not to say there isn't useful information. That's not to say there aren't some good stories or allegories and, you know, some useful lessons, but there's also some crazy stuff and some really disturbing sections and not so loving evidence, you know, that this
genocide.
God is not loving.
Genocide, go out and kill all these people.
I love you, so I'm going to torture you for all eternity because you got something wrong. You made a mistake. You what? Are an imperfect being. And I'm going to punish you because you made a mistake.
What makes perfect sense to me is this is the interpretation of God that these people had at this time.
Yeah.
And we've all got our interpretation, and it's kind of like that old story of the five blind men feeling an elephant. You know, one guy's feeling the ear, one guy's feeling the trunk, one guy's feeling the tail, one guy's feeling the flank, and they all feel something differently, mm-hmm. and they describe that different thing. And to me, that's what it's about. But I find the story of hell to be an aggression against your neighbor because it scares the pants off of people. And I think that I spent 9 years in prison because of that stupid story. That stupid story disempowered me around the area of morality. It didn't teach me what morality was. It taught me be scared. And then when I thought that that was a dumb story, I no longer had anything to be scared of.
Yeah, you should do the right thing because it's the right thing,
and
not because you're afraid
works.
To do. Yeah. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. Moments remain, but maybe enough time for you and your thoughts if you dial in right now. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of these airwaves and do it toll free at 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. Did we talk about SACL CAI tonight?
We did.
Well, they do collections and they do it with respect. You can find their banner at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. Don't miss out on learning about SACL CAI if you run a business and you need some help with collections. Anyway, again, our number 855-450-FREE. You can take control of these airwaves, and if you don't get on or get in your thoughts tonight, it's no problem. Mark will be here tomorrow night.
That's right.
With Stephanie for the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, because we do this thing 7 nights per week. And if you don't get it every single night on your local talk station, you can always call the program director and ask real nicely to get some more Free Talk Live, or get some if you don't have any, because you might be listening online or some other method. So again, we go to the phones here, and to you and your thoughts, let's go to Dave, listening in Humboldt County, California, 2KGOE. Hey, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, I got to say, I really do love your program. You do welcome diverse opinions, whether you agree with them or not, and I think that's
indeed,
the hope for this country, is the free willingness to be able to discuss differing views.
We'll do it for as long as we possibly can. Go ahead.
Oh, I do appreciate it, and you know, the subject you just dealt with there, for one thing, quickly, I do think that on the subject of evolution, you feel there may be some designing force behind it. I'm inclined to think if there is any kind of a divine power that's overseeing this, that poor force has got some explaining to do for all the suffering and grief and wars and hunger that goes on in this world.
Well, Dave, just because there's a designing force behind the universe doesn't mean that that designing force has any interest in what we deem as suffering and things like that. I mean, you know, those are things that the Christian religion kind of ties together, but I don't see any deism would say that, you know, the religion of deism would say that God put the world
together. Set it
together.
And forget it.
Yeah, put the world in place and off it went on its own or whatever.
I suppose that might be possible, but the subject
it's possible.
I called you on that you interested me earlier is that if I live in a place, a country, a time now where we have so much corruption, and that's in city and county and state and federal government, corrupt, what are the chances that the people that have got themselves in power, I think by rigging elections, would then appoint law enforcement people that are seriously in the business of prosecuting crime? What are the chances that the federals would appoint a head of the FBI that would arrest people that cause wars for profit and play a real part in 911?
Clearly. Clearly, they're not going to arrest George Bush or Barack Obama. So, yeah, I think you're onto something here. They're not going to appoint anyone that's a threat to their power.
Exactly. And that's the reality we're up against now. I think we can make people aware of it. But I don't know, where do you turn if you want to say, I've just run into a major corporate government fraud, corruption. Who do I report this to?
You can report it to the news media, and sometimes they'll blow a good story open. I mean, there have been a lot of stories over the years that have been pretty earth-shattering, the Pentagon Papers, the Bradley Manning situation of today, and there's certainly a number of stories like that, but they never really have any meaningful effect on the government itself. If they perform any useful task, it's to wake some people up to the fact that this government that ostensibly is out there to keep them safe is actually putting them in greater danger and is the greatest threat to the liberty, that their liberties that they've ever seen, and as well as the liberties of and the lives of the people around the world. So, to answer your question further, in my opinion, the only viable option to stop this corruption in the future is to end any relationship the state has with the federal government and dissolve the United States. Call an end to this experiment. It was quite the grand experiment, and it's been a grand failure as well. So it's time for California and New Hampshire and all these other state governments to go there separate ways and abolish the federal government. That way we've got 50 different governments, or maybe, you know, four, I don't know how many would, maybe for instance the Oregon and Washington and California would all be one great nation or something like that. But to have more choices would be a good thing, because then, for instance, you know, folks who don't agree with one another could migrate to different places. You know, if the ultra religious folks want to go live together somewhere, I think they should do that. If, you know, the people who don't like other people because of their skin color want to go live somewhere, I would rather they move away from where I live. So I think that could be a real benefit to all of us.
Secession. I love your thinking, guys. Keep Free Talk Live alive, guys.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate your call tonight. Let's continue and go to Tom. He's listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, good evening, guys. Hey, I came in kind of late, and a few moments ago, the discussion was, mostly theology and certain mm-hmm. principles, certain doctrines.
Go ahead.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Mostly it was about hell.
Okay, great. You're about hell, right?
Yeah. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. Let me tell you something. I regard myself as a Christian, but more of a kind of a realist. I don't even know what kind of name to categorize it in. But I'm very much common sense, and I like things to make sense. So I'm trying to make my point very, very quick. I do believe in, God, the creator, or not, but I believe that, this God, that we all, most people believe in, most, and some don't, whatever. Let me back up. I was raised as a Baptist, and I always heard that God made heavens and earth in 7 days. And when I was a child, I knew that wasn't possible. It's not possible. So since I was a child up to now, I'm 51 years old now, and so for the past, say, 30 years, it's a hobby of mine, to study, the Bible and the scientific realm, and try to bridge two together. In other words, we all know the earth took billions of years to form, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all this stuff and whatnot. Anyway,
13 million.
But there again, come back to the spiritual aspect. The more I studied, the more I realized that God gave us such intellect, to understand and interpret and decide for ourselves the parables in the Bible, and again, provided you believe in the Bible, I tend to, but you have to be really, studious and really, study with your heart to understand what,
you have to be patient just to read the darn thing.
But there comes with a faith, but then to understand, because, science is undeniable, is it not?
I can't have faith in a book, though. That's the thing. This was a book written by men and edited by men.
No, totally understand.
Yeah, I can't have faith in that.
James rewritten in 1611, right, by a bunch of monks, and there's so many spurious things that the...
They just tossed parts in that were convenient to them, about the Trinity specifically.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Exactly. I totally agree. See, I think, in other words, my personal belief is God intends everything. See, everything makes sense in our world, in the real world, right? The sun comes up, sun goes down. The earth rotates. We live, we die, you know, da-da-da-da. There's just undeniable just realities, okay? And then as far as, you know, I think I meant, when I first started listening to it, you know, someone said something about, you know, all the evil and bad things that happen. You know, if there's a God, why would he let that happen? Okay, well, he gave us free will. Okay, why? Because, if, you know, if he made all of us to be, you know, hardwired to love and respect him, then what's the purpose, you know?
That's what he did to the angels. He doesn't need to do that again.
If he gave you free will, how is it that he's all-knowing?
Well, he's all-knowing, because check it out. Because there's a, and I can't quote the scripture, so forgive me, but there's a major point made that, as a matter of fact, it's Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, where it says, I knew you before you were born in the womb. I knew you, and I knew, you know, and, but so a lot of people regard that as predestination.
Do you get my point, though? If you have free will and God is omnipotent, that is an apparent contradiction in that.
Because he must know the future, and if he knows the future.
Something to think about, Tom. We don't have time for you, but thanks for the call tonight. You're welcome to call some other time.
Let's go to
Jonathan, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WSCFM. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, guys. You've been making a couple of statements tonight about the nature of God and the nature of the Bible and stuff, and I got a couple of questions for you.
I tell you what, you've got about time for one of those questions, but if you don't get time for the rest of them, you're welcome to call us back any other night of the week. We're right up on the clock here. Go ahead.
Okay, let's do one then. You said, you know, you told the story about the five blind guys and the elephant, and you got the five guys, and they're all touching different parts of the elephant, and so they all say, this is what an elephant is like. They're all blind, so they can't actually tell you what an elephant is like, right? And you said that the moral of that is kind of, we need to take everything that we each know about God with a grain of salt and understand that that's just our perception of God. Is that a fair and accurate
statement? Yep, sounds like you're leading somewhere very interesting. I would suggest you call tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, same number. We'll talk to you then, and we can get into detail at that time, because we don't have enough time to give it to you right now. See you tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.